Aloha, and welcome to Studio Classroom. Do you want to go to Hawaii, but you're not sure where to visit? We'll be learning about a special place called Hanalei in today's lesson. My name is Gabe, and I believe your English will improve as we get into a lesson called, wait for it, it's kind of a long title, Find James Bond, Bali High Scenery, and Kauai's Proud, Culture-Rich Hanalei. Hanalei, I mean. Okay, well, let's find out what makes this place special. Pay attention to the key words, as we'll have a little quiz for you later on. So, let's go!
Find James Bond, Bali High Scenery, in Kauai's proud, culture-rich Hanalei. This hidden area has culture and history to offer. Defend Hanalei, says the bumper sticker on a rusty, surfboard-loaded pickup, puttering slowly down the winding two-lane road in front of my rental car. I am approaching a bridge into Kauai's green Hanalei Valley. The bridge itself is a political statement aimed at keeping progress out of this isolated community on the north shore of the Hawaiian island of Kauai. Over centuries, native Hawaiians farmed taro and other food crops in this fertile valley. Native crops gave way to a boom of rice farming in the 19th century.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 putter 这个动词。putter 在这里是指车辆发出低沉的声音，慢速前进。例如 ,a rusty old motorcycle puttered down the road in front of us. 一部生锈又老旧的摩托车从我们面前慢吞吞地发出低沉的声音走过。putter 也指晃荡或者是闲逛。例如 ,Monica loved to putter around her mother's kitchen when she was a kid. Monica 小时候很喜欢在妈妈的厨房里面消磨时间。继续我们看的是 rental 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 rent, R-E-N-T,租赁这个动词，所以 rental 就是指出租的或者是租用的。例如 ,the rental car costs $80 per day, 这台出租的车子每天租金是80元美金。或者是 ,the rental fee of the apartment was raised again this year, 这栋公寓的租金今年又涨价了。rental 也可以当名词，例如 ,a car rental company, 租车公司。
Aloha. Well, friends, yes, Hawaii does sound like an exciting place to visit. Unfortunately, neither Rebecca nor I have ever visited Hawaii, so we can't speak from personal experience.
Excuse me, Gabe?
What?
Did you say I have not been to Hawaii?
Yeah.
Well, you're actually quite mistaken.
You've been to Hawaii?
I've been to Hawaii. I went several years ago with my mom and sister. We went to the island of Maui.Now, Maui is a very big tourist attraction, but nonetheless, I've been to Hawaii.
Well, I would love to go to Maui. Can you tell me what I can do if I visit Maui?
There's so much to do. First, you can go to the beaches. They're beautiful. The sand is so smooth. And the water, it's actually really warm, and you can see right through it. And of course, you can go snorkeling. There's even a pineapple farm.I said pineapple farm, Gabe.
What do you mean? Why are you talking about that?
Because it's so cool. You can go and see pineapples where they're grown and even pick your own pineapples.
Well, it sounds like you can do a lot.
Wait. Don't forget about the luau.
The luau?
The luau, yes. Where there's dancing, Hawaiian dancing.
Uh-huh.
Like this.
Kind of like we were doing it, yeah?
Yeah, kind of like that. And
yeah.
Of course, they have a lot of food. Big pigs.Well, they eat pigs there.
Sounds like there's a lot to do in Hawaii. You can go to lots of Hawaiian parties, go to the beach every day. The water is warm. You can go to a pineapple farm in Maui anyway. Of course, today we're talking about something, a place on the island of Kauai. And we're learning here about this bumper sticker at the very beginning, right?
Oh,
it says,
yes.
Defend Hanalei. Hanalei says the bumper sticker on a rusty surfboard-loaded pickup puttering slowly down the winding two-lane road in front of my rental car. Wow, that's a big sentence.
That is a really long sentence. And actually, I like that word surfboard because you can do a lot of surfing in Hawaii as well. It's actually a pretty popular thing to do.
Okay, so maybe a surfboard-loaded pickup truck is a common sight in this area. Well, we read on here, I am approaching a bridge into Kauai's green Hanalei Valley. So it must be really green if she uses the word twice.
I kind of get that feeling too. Well, anyway, we continue reading. The bridge itself is a political statement aimed at keeping progress out of this isolated community on the north shore of the Hawaiian island of Kauai. Now, I really like this phrase, political statement. What is a political statement? Well, that's basically any nonverbal form of communication that is trying to make a statement about a political situation.
That's right. So as you can see here in this picture, it's actually very small, but right there at the bottom in the middle is this bridge. And as you can see, it's really small. It's actually only one lane. It slows down traffic, and it keeps out tour buses and big trucks, okay? So that is really trying to make a political statement, and the statement might be, stay out! We don't want too many tourists here.
Hey, Gabe, do you know what time it is?
It's twin time!
It is twin time. Well, let us take a closer look at this word, isolated, with the twins in the closer look. Don't you think?
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to A Closer Look Twin Time. I'm Christina.
And I'm Serena.
Today, we are going to take a closer look at the word isolated. Isolated is an adjective, and it means to be far from a place. As you know, in the article we read, the bridge itself is a political statement aimed at keeping progress out of this isolated community on the north shore of the Hawaiian island of Kauai. An isolated community is a group of people who have been separated from everyone else on the island. Let's take a look at an example sentence. Anna chose to stay at a hotel located on an isolated island because she wanted her privacy. Because the island is away from people, she can enjoy freedom and quietness. Isolated can also be used when referring to someone's feelings. When someone feels set apart from a group or person, they feel isolated. Here's another example sentence. Albert felt isolated because nobody at the party would talk to him. He felt left out. Have you ever felt isolated? I have. It was my first day at a new school, so of course I had no friends. During lunch, nobody would sit next to me. Everyone else around me had someone to eat with, but I didn't. I felt isolated. I'm sorry to hear that, Serena. Well, that's all the time we have for today. And remember, if you ever feel isolated, don't be afraid to start a conversation with someone. See you next time on A Closer Look.
Thank you, sisters. All right, let's continue on here in this next paragraph. Over centuries, native Hawaiians farmed taro and other food crops in this fertile valley. Okay, so over the centuries, a century is 100 years. So over centuries, that gives us the idea that it's not just 100 years, but several 100 years.
That's right. So over hundreds of years, native Hawaiians farmed taro. You know, taro is actually pretty tasty. I kind of like it myself.
You like taro, Rebecca.
I do. I've never tried taro, or I've never eaten taro until I came to Taiwan.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have tried it.
Well, of course I've tried taro. Now, that's why I can say that I really like it. But prior to coming to Taiwan, I had never eaten it before. But now, I think it's quite tasty.
Well, Rebecca, you might enjoy visiting Hanalei then, because they have, or they had, some taro farms, and I think they still do, and other food crops that are in this fertile valley. What does fertile mean, Rebecca? Does that mean that lots of things can grow there or that nothing can grow there?
Gabe, that's a really good question. If an area is fertile, that means that a lot of things can grow there. And the soil is very moist and it's actually really good for crops, that is.
That's right, friends. And of course, if you're curious about the opposite of something fertile, we would use the word sterile, S-T-E-R-I-L-E. And if something is sterile, then nothing can grow there in that land. Well, how does our paragraph continue?
Well, we read right here, native crops gave way to a boom of rice farming in the 19th century. Now, I really like this phrase, to give way to. What exactly does that mean?
That is a great question, Rebecca. It is a great phrase. We even keyed it up for you guys. To give way to something. That means to be replaced by something. Okay, so for example, there used to be a lot of rice fields or rice paddies in Nehu, Taipei, right? But they gave way to lots of tall buildings and structures. And now you don't see many rice paddies at all.
That's very unfortunate because I love going down to Ilan to see the rice fields. And I think it's actually really kind of quite beautiful, actually. Mm-hmm. But I have another example sentence.
Okay.
So my excitement gave way to fear when I drove a scooter for the first time.
Okay, so that means Rebecca was excited to get on the back of a scooter, but then you turned scared?
Yeah, I got scared because my driver, she wasn't the safest driver.
Okay, well, so don't mention her name on the TV show
right,
then.
Right.
We don't want people to not like that driver.
Right, exactly.
All right, well, friends, think of other ways you can use that phrase to give way to something. Right now, it's time for us to take a little break, but stay tuned. Aloha, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Those commercials were great, I'm sure. Are you ready to get back into our lesson about the beautiful Hawaiian area of Hanalei? In descriptive writing, did you know that you can sometimes turn nouns into verbs to help paint an interesting picture for your readers? As we read this next section, see if you can spot some of these special words. To give you a hint, look for verbs around the words waterfalls and rainbows, okay, in this next section. We'll talk about these and more about beautiful Hanalei after our next reading. Here we go.
Find James Bond, Bali High Scenery in Kauai's proud, culture-rich Hanalei. Today, waterfalls thread thousands of feet down emerald green hillsides beyond ponds that once again grow taro, now used in traditional dishes, plus everything from hummus to smoothies. Travel across the valley through Hanalei, say Haunalei, town, then into the Bali High area of Kauai. There, rainbows arch across coxcomb jagged hills above some of the island's best snorkeling beaches. South Pacific was filmed here. A former James Bond, actor Pierce Brosnan, has a home here. Every morning, hikers by the score set out from the Kuhio Highway's end to tackle the challenging Kalalau Trail along the Na Pali Cliffs.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 smoothie 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 smooth 平滑的或柔滑的这个形容词，所以名词 smoothie 是指冰沙。例如 ，Mom made strawberry smoothies for tonight's dessert。妈妈今天晚上甜点做了草莓冰沙。或者是 ，I got Grandma's recipe for a banana smoothie。我得到了奶奶的香蕉冰沙的食谱。所以我们看的是 jagged 这个形容词。Jagged 是指参差不齐的或者是锯齿状的， 所以它的字尾的 ed 要念成 it， 念成 jagged。例如 ，jagged cliffs are a common background in Chinese paintings。群林的山崖是中国绘画常用的背景，或者是 watch out for the jagged edge of the broken glass， 小心破掉的玻璃旁边锐利的边缘。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, let's continue with our lesson. We read, today waterfalls thread thousands of feet down emerald green hillsides beyond ponds that once again grow taro. Let's pause there and talk about this word thread. Now, typically when I hear the word thread, I think of the noun form, kind of like in our picture, right?
That's right. Well, this is a bunch of string, but string is a lot like thread, right?
It's similar to thread, yes.
And so you use it as a noun. But here in our lesson, we read waterfalls thread thousands of feet down. So from above, it might look like some thread on the land. Here's another example of how to use it as a verb. From an airplane, roads below seem to thread through the land.
That's interesting. Well, continuing with our lesson, we read, now used in traditional dishes, plus everything from hummus to smoothies. Well, that's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Well, right, they're talking about taro. But in the next section, we read, travel across the valley through Hanalei town and then into the Balihai area of Kauai. Balihai is a tune that was in the musical South Pacific. And I believe you just saw a picture of what this area looked like. Well, it's time for us to join the guys in the info cloud to learn something about Hawaiian words.
Aloha, everybody. The news is out. Your address just got a little longer, thanks to some professors at the University of Hawaii.
So, when you write your address on an envelope, in addition to your street, city, and country name, write Earth with a capital E.
Because you're from Earth. Then, write Milky Way, because that's the galaxy our solar system is in.
Okay, after that, write Laniakea. Laniakea is a supercluster of around 100,000 galaxies to which the Milky Way belongs.
The name comes from the Hawaiian words lani, meaning heaven, and akea, which means immeasurable.
The Hawaiian language has given English quite a few words, words we use on a regular basis.
Right, like wiki, which we've taken to mean a web page that can be edited by browsers. Wiki wiki in Hawaiian means fast.
Another Hawaiian word you might recognize is ukulele, a small guitar-like instrument. Ukulele literally means leaping flea, so-called for the speedy movement of the fingers of the person playing it.
Okay, two other interesting tidbits about the Hawaiian language. First, there are just 13 letters in the Hawaiian alphabet, and every word ends in a vowel.
夏威夷虽然小，但是有不少夏威夷语的词汇已经被英文采用。像 ukulele, 乌克丽丽原本就是夏威夷语。Wiki 也是来自夏威夷语，表示快速的。现在 Wiki 一般用在网络上，指的是可以开放让许多人写作编辑的网页。像 Wikipedia, 维基百科，顾名思义就是一个开放给大众编辑的网络百科全书。还有一个来自夏威夷语的单字Laniakea， 它的中文翻译是拉尼亚凯亚，指的是银河系、太阳系和地球所处的超星系团的名称。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, continuing with our lesson, we read their rainbows arch across Coxcomb jagged hills. Now, let's talk about this word arch.This just means that you form a curve or an arch of some sort.
That's right. Of course, you see a picture of an arch here. And as you know or see in our lesson, it can be used as a verb as well. Friends, it's time for us to see what's happening with today's SC Challenge.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the SC Challenge. For today's SC Challenge, we are going to go over some of our words and phrases.
And here to help me are two friends. What's your name?
I'm Anthony.
Hello, Anthony. And what's your name?
My name is Amber.
Amber and Anthony. Well, are you guys ready to get started?
Yeah.
Yes.
Then let's do it. So the first sentence is, the blank on the back of Mandy's car says, don't drink and drive. We have an answer.
Right here, and is bumper sticker.
The bumper sticker on the back of Mandy's car says, don't drink and drive. Great job. Number two. I love drinking fresh fruit blank. Mango blank are my favorite. And once again, I love drinking fresh fruit. Yes, over here.
Smoothie.
Smoothie. Let's see. I love drinking fresh fruit smoothies. Mango smoothies are my favorite. Great job. Okay, are you ready for the last one?
Yeah.
Here goes. I don't like the blank sound of Gabe's scooter. I don't either. Yes, you have an answer?
Yeah. Putter.
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 I don't like the putter sound of Gabe's scooter. Great job. Hey, I don't either. So, well, friends, you did a great job. We do have a winner today. It is Amber. Well, I think that you should shake hands. Great job. Thank you for joining us, and make sure you join us next time. And you too, friends. See you next time.
Bye.
Good job. Excellent.
Our travel article takes us to Hawaii, to the island of Kauai and the Great Hanalei Valley. There is an isolated community on the north shore of this island, and the bridge you need to take to get to it is a political statement that aims to keep out progress. Taro and other food crops were farmed by native Hawaiians in this fertile valley for centuries. Then these crops gave way to rice in the 19th century. Now, taro grows again in ponds that have waterfalls threading down thousands of feet of hillsides. Today's taro is used in traditional dishes and others like hummus and smoothies. If you go across the valley, you will end up in the Bali High, where rainbows arch across jagged hills that are above some of the best snorkeling beaches on the island. The movie South Pacific was filmed here. An actor, Pierce Brosnan, has a home here. Scores of hikers set out every morning to hike along the challenging Kalalau Trail along the Naulipali Cliffs.
Thanks, Linda. Well, friends, we do have more for you here about Hanalei.
Right here on Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then.
Okay, ready?
All right.